are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, boy. All right. I love getting these emails. I got to clean it up a little bit for you. Doctor, I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I had a doctor's appointment today at 10:30 this morning. He walked into the room at 11:30, told me my laboratory work said I was diabetic and I need a machine, diabetic pill, blood pressure pill, and see me in 3 months. Is he kidding? What am I supposed to do with all this that I can't go on. I can't read the rest of the email. I understand why you're upset. I understand. First you have to wait. Then the doctor comes in, lays it on you that you're diabetic. You get all this junk, shall we say. And what do? You come to Dr. Dahlia. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I would love for you to call him up and say, excuse me, Dr. Dahlia doesn't want to do his job because he's the one getting paid. But I know that's just going to inflame him. So if you have a chance, I would love to see your blood work. If you want to, you can write me back and give me some of your numbers. Of course, I don't want to take over the care by any means. All right. You're going to have some sort of a discourse with the doctor or his nurse. And explain that to him. You know, I would call and say, look, I do not want to take these medications incorrectly. I'd like to know how to use the machine. You know, whenever we diagnose you with diabetes, we want you to have a monitor, a blood sugar monitor, so you can check your blood sugar. Yet many people don't know when to do it. Do I check my blood sugar 4 times a day? Do I check my blood sugar 2x a day, 3x a day? And honestly, it depends, in my practice, what type of diabetic you are. If you're a diabetic on insulin, we're going to check you a lot more often than a diabetic who's kind of a pre-diabetic, you know, and I want you to learn what makes your blood sugars rise. Now, for the most part, I think when you first become diabetic, you should check your blood sugar first thing in the morning fasting. Why not? I would probably check it before your lunch meal, 2 hours after your dinner meal, okay? And maybe before you go to bed if your dinner is it depends. If you're a brand new diabetic, I'd probably have you check 4 times a day. But many times, it's not that you're a rigid diabetic or a brittle diabetic and your sugars are high and, you know, we're trying to see if the medication is lowering you enough. Many times, I will have you get like an AccuCheck machine or a First Touch or any of the brands, and I want you to check your blood sugar even after you eat, just to see what that Chinese food dinner did or what the Italian food dinner did. You know, because part of your diabetes management is convincing yourself that you have to eat differently for the rest of your life. And that's the hardest part. That is the most difficult part. If somebody said, Dr. Dahlia, you need to stop all carbs, I'd say, give me the insulin. You know, I could not stop the carbs. However, just blanketly telling somebody, if the doctor spends that much time with you, you know, don't eat carbs. Yes, that's a quick and easy shotgun approach. But some people can actually do well with certain carbs. Because remember, telling somebody to just go strict vegan or go completely Atkins is not doing the patient any justice. Because if they can't stick to that diet, they're going to quit. Remember, we want to come up with a way you can eat, but you can do this long term. I'll even let my diabetics have wedding cake. If they're good, they keep their sugars down, and they've been eating salads and not having soda and been really good, I'll let them cheat and have some wedding cake. You know, I can't stand seeing people that say, my doctor won't let me have any of this. And they have to sit there and watch people, and then you know that they go home that night and they hide in a closet eating sweets. We don't want that. I would rather have you in control, teach you how to control yourself, have you know which foods you can eat, which you can't, and then adjust for that. Some people do better with Chinese food than Italian. Some people do better with Mexican food than English food, American food. So it's not an all or none. Yes, avoiding carbs, you can't go wrong. Cutting back on the carbs, making sure you have complex carbs over simple sugars. And we've talked about diabetics' diets before. But anyway, that probably should have been explained. The blood pressure pill. We've talked about if you're diabetic If you're diabetic, you need to be on an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, which falls under the blood pressure family of medication, not because we're worried so much about your blood pressure as much as it protects the kidneys. We have found that most people taking those pills, if they are instituted early enough, won't need dialysis later from their diabetes, because diabetes can kill the kidneys. So these medications, which are considered blood pressure pills, although I like to call them kidney protectors when I use them in a non-high blood pressure patient, seems to protect the kidneys. Now, it will also keep your blood pressure in check, because if your blood pressure is borderline, that can also hurt the kidneys. So it will help your blood pressure as well. I mean, it's not going to do something different just because I'm giving you a different diagnosis. But that's why he probably gave you that. And then the diabetic pill, you'll have to read the instructions, and you'll have to ask him, do I take it with food, without food, what do I do? So you need to have a conversation with your doctor. I'm sorry that happened. I understand why you're frustrated. I just apologize to my listeners that I couldn't read your whole email. It was definitely entertaining. But hang in there. I know it's tough. All right, guys, we got a great show tonight. We have a lot to talk about. Looks like there may be a possible arthritis test we could take to determine if we're going to have future arthritis, thanks to our canine brethren. We also have, I guess, a turtle fossil that was found that is the size of, I guess, a smart car. I'm not sure how that happened, but they found this in Colombia. I guess men are trying to avoid vegetarian diets or salads or baby carrots because they don't think it's macho. Even though they know eating vegetables is a healthier way to go, men won't do it because they want to look cool. We have a shark that I guess has turned vegetarian because the shark listens to the Dr. Dahlia show. Very good. Big news, though, today, the CDC wants all baby boomers tested for hepatitis C. We're going to talk about that and why. So as you can see, we have a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia show. Yes, I've been dealing still with the back pain. It's been coming and going. I thank you all for your emails. There was an Advil gel caps. What was it? The Advil liquid gel cap recall just recently. Pfizer had to recall 650,000 bottles of it due to a strong odor, but they said it is not at the consumer level. Okay? This recall took place at retail distribution centers. All right, good. Because I still have a bad back. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life.
Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. AR writes, Dr. Dahlia, how do you know if you have a rotator cuff injury? Okay, rotor. I love it. I love it. I love it. Everybody calls it rotor. Like rotor. I'm not meaning to correct you, but I think you're talking about rotator cuff. Yeah, people always call it a rotor cuff. Yeah, rotator. Like rotating. You know what helps you rotate your shoulder. Oh, I wish you were live because I'd love to ask you some questions. Rotator cuff. I think I have some rotator cuff. I think I have every issue. I mean, with the exception of me possibly having an undescended testicle, I think I probably have a little bit of everything. Rotator cuff, one way to tell is you're a little bit weak. Okay? All right, because what happens is your rotator cuff, it's made up of a bunch of muscles and tendons that, kind of connect the arm to the shoulder blade, right? They hold the ball of that upper arm, into that socket. And unfortunately, many of us, if we fall, if we lift, if we do repetitive type things, especially like overhead, like playing basketball is a biggie, sometimes swimming, pitching is a biggie, too, you get rotator cuff injuries, and it's a rough one because many of them need surgery. Now, I always thought going to school that if you had a rotator cuff tear or a tear within the muscle or the tendon, it was because of something that happened traumatically. But from what I understand, many orthopedists have told me, Dahlia, A, get a clue. B, a lot of times you will get a tear from chronic. More times than not, your rotator cuff tear happened chronically. Because it's interesting. I have medical students coming in saying, no, it can't be a rotator cuff because he said there was no injury. He said he's had, shoulder pain for years. Well, you could develop a rotator cuff tear for years. So basically signs, a big sign is weakness. Because remember, you have four muscles comprising your rotator cuff. Subscapularis, suprascapularis, and anyway. And so if you, and there's a test we do, one test I like to do is have you open your, pull your, and you could try this. Let's say if you bring your arm out in front of you, that's 0 degrees, right? If you do it to your side, that's 90 degrees. So bring your arm out, pull over the truck. Yeah, don't do it while driving. Bring your arm out, the affected arm, not the good arm, the bad arm, to 45 degrees. Okay, zero's in front of you, 90's to your side. Bring your arm up 45 degrees. Pretend you're holding a cup of coffee. All right, that hopefully doesn't spill because you're walking 8 steps. Okay, so you have a cup of coffee. Now, pretend like you're pouring that coffee out. Have somebody else press down on the arm. If you have difficulty resisting, not sexually, resisting the strength of the arm, people, come on. Okay, let me review for people taking me seriously. Hold your arm out at 45 degrees. Pretend you're holding the cup. Pretend you're spilling the cup. And in that position, have somebody put weight on your forearm. If your arm drops and you have difficulty resisting that weight, that could be a sign of a rotator cuff tear. All right, also, if you have pain or tenderness reaching overhead, trying to teach you guys something. Come on. If you reach behind your back, let's say you're trying to take off your bikini top. Men and women could be wearing bikini tops. I don't know. Any pain doing that could be a sign of a rotator cuff injury. Of course, loss of motion and your desire to not want to move the shoulder. Okay. Now, there's also other issues. Sometimes you could have impingement syndrome of the shoulder where as you lift your arm, it hurts because you're getting a nerve pinching. You could also have other things. You could have bursitis where the fluid-filled sac, which is kind of like a pillow. I like to call it that kind of, excuse me, I'm burping. Yeah, you can reflux. No, bursitis is where you kind of have like a, you'll have these sacs of fluid that'll act as shock absorbers. And also help with motion. Those things could get irritated. The tendon could become irritated, and then you get tendonitis. And like I said, you could actually have strain or tear, etc. But any of these things, I would say definitely get evaluated. Now, it doesn't mean you have to have surgery. All right. Now, most doctors will take an X-ray just to look at the bones, take a look at your clavicle, take a look at your shoulder blade, take a look at the shoulder, the head of the shoulder, glenohumeral fossa, just to take a look at everything, make sure everything looks kind of nice. And then an MRI is really going to be definitive. And that's going to tell us if you did tear any of those muscles or those tendons. And then they'll decide, do they want to do physical therapy? Do they want to do an injection of a steroid? And we've talked about that. Or do they want to go in and surgically repair your rotator cuff? Now, what's interesting is we don't see as many rotator cuff injuries. Our athletes, we do. But in our non-athletes, usually over 40. And here I am hitting another birthday and both my shoulders. And another thing that I'm noticing too is, do you notice sometimes when you sleep on your side, you know how we tell you don't sleep on your back in case you have sleep apnea because you cut off your air supply, sleep on your side? Well, I have many people say my shoulder hurts. I've noticed that too. Now, sleeping on your side won't cause you to have rotator cuff, but sometimes if you have some pain while sleeping on your side, that could be also some sort of shoulder pathology. So I think I covered in a nutshell ice helps anti-inflammatories, but again, don't do that until you talk to your doctor. No, great question. Guys, keep these questions coming. One, you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, or you could email me at drdahlia.com. Many of you are contacting me through Twitter. I kind of like those more than I thought I would, because I guess with Twitter, you only have 140 characters. And many of you, and I don't mind the long, drawn-out questions, because, of course, you're giving me history. It's just those are a lot more difficult to read on air. I like the one-liners, like the rotor cuff. That was perfect. Love it. It sounds like one of my truckers, too. So I have a place in my heart for all you guys out there and gals. So anything you do is fine by me. Absolutely fine. You can do whatever the heck you want. But, yeah, you can even tweet me your questions. We'll try to do that. I know it gets annoying for a lot of you when you don't have Twitter and you see the television or you see, they're including the tweets. I don't know. Were we watching Deadliest Catch the other day? It was so annoying. Even more annoying than my talking about it. But it was so annoying because we're trying to watch the show and tweets would come up. I don't give a heart and dude what somebody thinks about Deadliest Catch when I'm trying to watch the show first. Now, I'll read what people think afterwards. I always do that. You know, I'll go on Facebook just to see what people thought, to see who was watching it, etc. But, you know, don't be tweeting in the middle of it and then sticking it in a quarter of the screen. So I know that's annoying, but I promise I will only read to you all the ones that are very, very interesting and something I could actually appropriately answer. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this boy has it together. 23-year-old man who was unemployed, Bennett Olson, did you hear about this? From Rosemount, Minnesota, came up with $300, and he put his face on a billboard. It's one of those rotating billboards that rotates over 24 hours, saying, hire me, Bennett-Olson.com. Now, I'm surprised $300 gets you on one of those billboards. I remember I was trying to locally put a billboard up for the Dr. Dahlia show high enough so nobody could throw eggs at it. And I mean, oh my gosh, I was being quoted thousands of dollars. I'm like, I can't do that. You know, not going to happen. And there's no way the radio station's going to pay for that. That was pretty costly. But I guess in Minnesota, he was able to put his, you know, mug and hire me. It was actually pretty smart. He's handsome. He's wearing a tie. A shirt and tie. You really need to look at this, because for those of you unemployed, this may be kind of a smart move. And anyway, he lost a job at a casino, had tried to search for about a month, couldn't find another job. So I guess it appears 8 seconds before rotating, and I guess a employer of a marketing firm liked it, thought it was creative, and gave him a job. And so some of you are like, why did he lose his first job to begin with? Right, for the sake of the story, say it was economy. All right. Anyway, he looks like a good kid to me. So Laser Design and GKS Services, which is a 3D scanning company in Bloomington, hired him. They said the billboard led to quite a bit of attention, support, and ultimately interviews. And actually, he was offered, he got, I guess, multiple. He was approached by multiple employers. But these guys gave him a job. Having a sign out there that says, hire me. Not too shabby. You know, I tell you, sometimes you just have to do something. Actually, I was just going to say to stand out from the crowd, and that's exactly what the employer said. It does take something perhaps unique to make yourself stand out of the crowd. I want to give you a quick piece of advice. Somebody at one of the radio conferences said, look, we're all going to be fired one day. All of us get fired, whether it's in radio, TV, etc. And when you get fired, do you want to think you played it safe your whole career, or did you want to make a move? This is from David Bernstein, who runs David Bernstein Talent. And he said, be on the edge, be creative, because when you do lose that job, and you will lose that job, you'll have something creative that you could show the new employer that that's what you did. And smart move. Yeah, no, I hope I don't get fired. I better do something creative before I get fired. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Rob from San Diego writes, Doctor, I've had two ACL repairs and two meniscal repairs, and I've been told I need to go in for a fifth surgery on my knee because I still have pain and weakness. My knee still gives out. When are they going to consider a knee replacement? Oh, again, I love the emails. I just wish you were live calling in so I could ask. I want to know your age. You know, a lot of times they will not do knee replacements when you're younger, although they have. I mean, I've seen children with juvenile arthritis get knee replacements. If it's severe enough, they will do knee replacements on younger people. So I'd like to know how old you are. Fifth surgery, I'm assuming on the same knee. They may be thinking about it soon, but it all depends. All right, ACL, your anterior cruciate ligament, that a lot of times goes with twisting injuries. I have patients many times, they'll have an ACL tear, sometimes they'll have a graft, sometimes they'll you know, have some, or they'll just reject the graft, or they'll have an infection, or they'll just, you know, have weakness to the surgical site. And how you know you have ACL injuries, anterior cruciate ligament injuries, is because your knee will give out. Your knee will give way. Those ligaments help with the stability. Whereas the meniscus, which is the cartilage in between the bones of your upper leg and lower leg, the meniscus, the cartilage, those help with the sliding and the mobility of the knee. And unfortunately, you know, it's a cushion shock absorber. Unfortunately, when those tear, I mean, it inflames and it hurts. I mean, both of them can hurt, ACL tear and meniscal. So if you've had two ACL repairs, two meniscal repairs, you know, if they're going in for a fifth time, that doesn't mean you have to have a knee replacement. I mean, they'll probably go in. I'm assuming you had some sort of an MRI done saying you either had a new tear or the first tear is fraying. I'm not sure why. I'd like to know the history of all four previous surgeries. But, yeah, many times they have to keep going back in. You know, many of us hope that one surgery will do the trick. And I got to tell you, I see people, they come in, they go, Dahlia, I've been scoped twice on this knee, three times on the other. Now, that doesn't mean they needed a total knee replacement. You know, it just meant they had to go in. Because, you know, if you think about it, if you're going to tear one place, there's a very good chance you're going to be weak in another place. I mean, you know, you're not going to have a 100% perfect knee with just one little itty-bitty tear. You know, many times if you've messed up your knee, you've really messed up your knee. But they're only going to fix what needs to be fixed at the time. Until they can eventually do meniscal transplants, which they haven't been able to do, although they're playing with growing part of the cartilage in the lab and then hopefully inserting it back, which we saw in that woman in England, which I bring up all the time because I think that's probably something that will really improve our osteoarthritis management with our knees. Those hyperviscosity type of injections that people get, the Synvisc, those are nice. You know, kind of pretends to be a fake cartilage, but only lasts 6 months. You know, I would love to replace people's cartilage. We're outgrowing our bodies. We're living till our 80s, our 90s, our 100s, and I mean, we need our joints to stick with us. By the way, not to go on a tangent, I need to put this on my Facebook fan page. There are six generations of women in this one family. I've got to tell you guys this really quick, and then I'll get back to the knee. I'm sorry. I'm pulling it up right now. From what I understand, you have the granddaughter. You have the daughter. You have the grandma. You have the great-grandma, the great-grandma, and I am looking at the great-great-great-grandma. I believe she's about 111 years old. Oh, this thing is taking too long to load. Can you imagine all that in effect? That's a lot of Mother's Day presents. That's a lot. All right. Molly Wood is her name. She is celebrating Mother's Day this Sunday as the first great-great-great-grandmother's day. She is 111 years old. They live in Virginia. I guess a little baby Braylon was born just 7 weeks ago. So she is the tiniest. That is absolutely amazing. That is the, gosh, you look at these women. Darn, they look young until you get to that point. Apparently, Miss Molly Wood never smoked, never drank, and ate correctly. She was born in Charlottesville in 1901. Which is the year the first automobile was spotted in her town. She's called a super centenarian, has more than doubled her life expectancy, which was 54 for women at the turn of the 20th century. She looks good for being 111, and you see her next to the great-great-great-great-granddaughter, Braylon. Absolutely beautiful little baby, and I just think that is amazing. I can imagine the pictures. Anyway, I'll put that on my Facebook page. That is just so refreshing to see. Her daughter looks like she's 90. Wow. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Anyway, point being made, we are outliving our bodies. Because our bodies, many times we can only handle things till we're in our, you know, 50s and 60s, then we need to start getting joints replaced. So, like I said, they'll probably replace the knee. Now, what are signs? Well, if you have failed all conservative treatments, that cartilage is really wore down, that ACL is just working on a thread, then they may decide to just go ahead and replace it. You know, the doctor, the surgeon, the orthopedic surgeon is going to want to just kind of take a look and, you know, make sure from a health perspective you can handle it, make sure sure you have the type of home support, because once your physical therapy runs out with insurance, and it always runs out too early, you're going to have to work that knee at home. Don't you hate that? You're being told to do your physical therapy. You want to do your physical therapy, and then insurance cuts you off after X amount of visits, and then you have to do it at home. And if you thought your physical therapist was a shrew, wait till you have the wife, you know, work. I already told my husband, if he needs anything done and I'm going to be his physical therapist, I mean, he is not going to be a weenie. I am going to work that joint out. And he's like, oh, Lord have mercy, I don't want this woman, she'd be tripping. Anyway, so he doesn't want anything to do with me being his physical therapist. But it blows my mind, because I'll tell patients, I go, all right, how many more weeks of physical therapy do you have? And they go, Dr. Dahlia, I'm out. You're out of physical therapy? You only had surgery a couple weeks ago. No, I ran out. Yeah, Medicare said that's it. My insurance said that's it. I'm like, are you kidding me? So what are you doing? They're like, well, we have to do it at home. They advanced to me. Don't you love that? You know what they say? They go advanced to home exercise program. Now, we used to say advanced to home exercise program when you had finished your 6 weeks of therapy, et cetera, and you advanced, meaning you graduated, now do things at home. You know, et cetera. Now they're trying to make you feel good. Say you get to advanced home therapy, and you're like, wait a second. I need a heck of a lot more. Can I get the stitches out first before you send me home and cut off my physical therapy? Well, that's what they're doing. Honestly, you know, people ask, Dahlia, how should I be prepared for the way healthcare is going? I would say become doctors, become physical therapists, become dentists, so you could do this stuff yourself. I mean, honestly, if your insurance isn't going to pay for it, you're going to have to learn to do it yourself. Honestly. Now, I'm married to a chiropractor. So, you know, but the problem is I don't like it when he talks to me. You know, when I have neck pain or back pain, well, you need to do this, because it's my husband, I don't listen to him. When we were dating, I listened to him more than my family. Now, I don't listen to my family, I don't listen to him. I don't know who I listen to now. I listen to Donovan. Donovan, when he works the dials, if he tells me to do something, it's like, yes, sir. So I guess if he told me to do a certain type of back stretch or Kegel exercise, I guess I'd have to do it. Right? Well, my husband tells me no. After 12 years of marriage, that's what happens. Okay. We're going to be coming up on break. Very, very interesting. I guess more chemicals in the household cause cancer. FDA is trying to review the first rapid take-home HIV test, which is going to be nice because then we have some privacy. I see your calls coming through. Donovan is hopefully getting on that for you guys. And very interesting, I noticed this when I waited tables. When you wear red lipstick, you get better tips. It's true. They actually did a study, but I noticed that like 12, 15 years ago. Like whenever I wore my darker lipstick, I didn't wear the Hoochie Mama lipstick. I just wore like a darker mauve or something, and my tips were better. I called it my lucky lipstick, but I didn't realize why. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We got on the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the jury reached a verdict on Jennifer Hudson's former brother-in-law, who was accused of murdering mother, brother, and 7-year-old nephew. I guess what prosecutors had said was an act of vengeance. From what I understand, these killings that happened in October 2008, absolutely frightening that somebody could do this, especially to their own family. He does face a mandatory life prison sentence. He showed no emotion at all. Jurors had deliberated for about 3 days before reaching their verdict against William Balfour. Sorry about that. All right. So, unfortunately, no surviving witnesses, but prosecutors built a circumstantial case by calling 83 witnesses over 11 days of testimony, in which he said he had threatened to kill the entire family if Julia Hudson, one of the, of course, victims, had spurned him. So, unfortunately, horrible, horrible case, but hopefully justice is served. All right, let's move on. FDA is reviewing a first rapid take-home HIV test. They always call them rapid. Rapid is when you get the results, you know, within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or doing it right then and there, as opposed to going to the doctor, getting your blood work done, and then having to wait a week or two. So whenever they say rapid, that's what they're talking about. Rapid. Not rabid, like a bat or a dog. Rapid. Good. Anyway, FDA reviewers said Friday the OraQuick in-home HIV test could play a significant role in slowing the spread of HIV. But it also raised concerns about the accuracy of the test, a mouth swab that returns results in about 20 minutes. The review comes one day after an FDA advisory panel endorsed the HIV pill Truvada for preventative use. Oh, that's cool. We got to talk about that next time. If FDA follows the group's advice, the daily medication would become the first drug approved to prevent healthy people from becoming infected with the virus that causes AIDS. Yes, I can't tell you how many times I have people come in saying their partner has HIV, and they want to make sure they don't get it, but they still want to be active and intimate with the partner. So if this medication helps prevention, that's phenomenal. I would still say, even on the medication, because there's always false negatives, false positives, there's always failure rates, I would still recommend, backup protection. But we'll talk more about it as we get more information on that. So I guess there are 1.2 million HIV carriers in the U.S. who are not aware they are infected. 240,000 people are running around right now that public health experts estimate have HIV. And HIV leads to AIDS. The human immunodeficiency virus leads to acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. So that's why this test for HIV and not AIDS. AIDS is the syndrome that you get once you acquire HIV. HIV virus can cause a lowering of the white blood cell count. Lowering of the white blood cell count causes immunosuppression. People that have immunosuppression end up acquiring diseases that healthy people wouldn't. So we start seeing some rare type of diseases in people with AIDS because they are so immunocompromised. Remember, we're surrounded by bugs. We're surrounded by fungus. We're surrounded by viruses. We're surrounded by bugs. But we don't get sick all the time because of our immune system. So people with a compromised immune system will end up being affected. You know, you'll also hear of cases where people who had to be on, you know, chronic steroids or immunosuppressant drugs for other reasons, whether RA, psoriasis, et cetera, end up getting a more aggressive type of cancer. You know, and that shows that we have cells that turn cancerous all the time, but our body fights it. That's why it is so crucial for you to take care of your body. You're expecting your body to fight cells going AWOL. And your body hopefully finds them, tumor necrosis factor, a variety of other mechanisms you have in your body that fights it, realizes it's odd, and knocks it out of the ballpark. That's what we want. That, you know, your body is designed to protect itself. That's what your body's designed to do. So make sure you treat it right. Okay, so they think this test would miss about 3,800 HIV-positive people per year based on its false positive rate. The test correctly detected HIV in those carrying the virus 93% of the time, but the rate is below the FDA recommended 95% threshold for accuracy. So, of course, what they're worried about is somebody takes a test, they're negative, and the patient goes, oh, good, then I'm good. And they're going to have to say, look, just because you're negative doesn't mean you're really negative. You see, that's a specificity aspect. Okay? Well, actually, it's a sensitivity aspect. If it only picks up 93% of the cases and it'll miss some, then it's not as, we need to increase its sensitivity. Specificity means if you're positive, you're positive. All right? But it's not that specific if you have a lot of false positives. We had to learn this stuff in medical school. Now you know why I don't urge people to go to medical school. Every test, and I still get tested on that with the boards. Specificity, sensitivity, positive predictive value, negative predictive value, drives you crazy. Okay, so anyway, the FDA has already approved HIV test kits that people take home, but these kits require a blood sample. The OraSure uses oral, the mouth swab. So that's why they really need to make sure this sucker is sensitive. All right. And, of course, have a very good specificity. All right. Really quickly, we're going to be talking about in the next hour chemicals in the household. Still, all right, the environment. Now, this is the European Environmental Agency now. It's saying, look, many of these everyday items have endocrine disrupting chemicals, EDCs, which affect the hormone system, could put you at risk for cancer, put you at risk for feminization. It's in our food, our cosmetics, our pharmaceuticals. They also claim that these things in our house could also be causing neurological developments and abnormalities in our newborns. So what they want is a precautionary approach to the chemicals until their effect is better understood. They aren't giving us a list of things in the house, but these are things that we've been talking about throughout. Remember the phthalates? Remember where you're talking about phthalates? I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it right. Remember those are in our soaps, are in our makeup, in our perfumes. Those are the things that have been linked to cancer. People have been panicking. Is my deodorant caught? We don't know. I mean, we've been using perfume. We've been using makeup for years. And honestly, if I went without makeup, y'all couldn't even listen to me on the radio. You'd be like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Please get some makeup on, Dr. Dahlia. So, but we'll keep you posted. Just, again, everything in moderation. Mix it up a little bit. I don't know what to say until we get more news on this. And then finally, ladies, if you want to get more tips, research shows if you put on luscious red lipstick, and I never use luscious red, but if I use like a darker mauve, my tips came in, they were better tips. They say 2/3 of customers are more likely to leave a better tip to waitresses with luscious red lips. This is from the Université de Bretagne, Sud France. They tracked the lips or the tips left for 7 waitresses over 2 months. In almost 450 transactions, waitresses wearing pink or brown or none at all got tips on average only 30% of the time. But those that had red lipstick, male customers tipped half the time and left more money. See, me, I always called it the lucky lipstick. I didn't think it was because I look sexier. I just noticed that when I wore one color versus another, my tips were better. And I'm wondering if maybe I looked better with that lipstick. Oh, boy. Here's my problem. When I waited tables, I would always mess up the order. My nose would be running a lot. And so if I lost tips, it wasn't because I was a horrible waitress. It was because, you know, I'd have to stop and put the food down, wipe my nose, leave the food, and it would be on a wrong table. I mean, if your nose started dripping, right, and I was on my way to table 10, but I was passing by table 4, I would have to put the food down on table 4, tell them, don't touch. Wash my hands real quickly, come back, grab the food from table 4. One of my jobs, we didn't have a tray. We had to hand carry because, you know, it was slabs of ribs. And this is Tony Roma's. And then I have to go over to table 10, serve them their food. So I wouldn't get good tips then. Yeah, that was not good. The first Caesar salad I made, I just had the lettuce, and then I just put the Caesar salad dressing on the top in a circle. And my customer had to say, look, Caesar salad, you mixed it up. And I'm like, really? And then my first French onion soup, I forgot the cheese. And when he asked me for the cheese, I came back with the cold piece of cheese to put on it. And he goes, no, you're supposed to cook it with the cheese. I needed my lipstick that day. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. If not, have a great rest of the way home. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.